All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is a special Grim Sentai Corner with one. This game, unlike Criminal Border, is actually a very special deal because it did come out in Japan the same time as it did everywhere else. I was wrong. Criminal Border, all those have been out for a while, but this game, it dropped in Japan and here in the West on the same fucking day. So everybody got to experience this together. Now, why am I playing this? Because it is a remake of a 1990s visual novel by the same name. It is a 30th anniversary production, and it features the artist that is known for Clannad, Rewrite, and several other key franchises that you may be very fond of. It is not my favorite kind of art, but since it is a 90s visual novel, I'm expecting a lot of that to kind of pop up, because you know I love my classic visual novels. So it's got a little bit of a makeover. At any rate, let's get started with one. I was so happy. To the point where I'd sometimes take it for granted. But then I'd remember. And give a small thanks. For being blessed with such a happy life. Splashing through puddles and getting mud on the cuffs of my pants was only one part of that happiness. I always assumed it would last forever. That I'd be splashing in puddles for the rest of my life. I'd assumed I'd be collecting little snapshots of happiness forever. But it all came crashing down in an instant. Because nothing lasts forever. Back then, I had no idea that such sadness could even exist. I had no idea. Forever exists. That's what she said. It exists here. I know that's what she said. In that world where eternity exists, is where I am right now. Okay. November 1998. Wow, this is really going back. Shoop! With an ear-splitting sound, the world turns white. Or more like, it hurts to open my eyes. Or more like, it's dazzlingly bright. Well, get that right, folks. Come on, it's time to get up. Oh right, it's morning. That explains why it's so bright. Fold and wake up, or stay down, damn it. She's just gonna get mad if you stay down. It's not that easy to get up, even when someone tells you to. I shouldn't really even be asleep to begin with, though my half-dozing mind wonders if perhaps this quiet place, which exists in that still conscious space between light and deep sleep, is where one finds the most comfortable naps. Flap! This time my body feels lighter, as if I'm being sucked into a gust of wind. Not lighter, but more like colder. Or maybe my blanket's just gone. Wake up already! Never! Crap, am I giving up so soon? I curl into a ball as I desperately cling to whatever body warmth I have left. I'm still sleepy. Okay. Whoop! This time everything suddenly goes dark as my pillow suddenly vanishes. Or more like I suddenly can't breathe. Or more like I'm dying! I eventually manage to free my face from the pillow pressing down on it. You're finally up. I take several deep breaths to return color to my oxygen-deprived monochromatic world. As my room comes into focus, so does the person standing by my bed. When I look up, I see a girl wearing a school uniform. Whoa! Why is a mysterious yet beautiful girl waking me up so early in the morning? I press myself back against the wall behind me in surprise. What are you going on about? The beautiful stranger walks over to the open window, a look of disgust on her face and my blanket in her hands. I was just joking. The beautiful stranger, the joke's probably getting old, huh? Tosses my blanket over the edge of my bed before patting it lightly with her hand. You're never gonna find yourself a wife at this rate. What's that supposed to mean? Maybe you just need to find a strong-willed woman, someone who can drag you down the path of life. I've heard that line many times before. Come on, if you don't get ready right now, you'll be late, she says while shooing me out of bed, probably so she can roll up my futon. You can be a real hard ass sometimes, you know that? What do you mean by that? Nothing. I leave the room with my uniform and bag under my arm. When I go downstairs, there's no one there. Yukiko most likely let Nagamori in as she was leaving the house to go to work. I think he's still asleep, so go wake him up or something. Our relationship is perfunctory at best. I'm not the only person living here, but you never know that with how rarely she's actually around, because she's so busy with work. She seems to view the house as nothing more than a glorified bedroom, and her personal life is practically non-existent. I'm fine with that. It just makes things easier for me. Breakfast is laid out on the table, so I grab what I can and stuff my face. With that done, I'm about to head to the bathroom to wash up when Nagamori reappears. If you don't run, you're never gonna make it on time. I haven't had my morning shampoo yet. That is absolutely not a thing you do. There's a first time for everything, right? Save it for the weekend. Why put off what you can do today? Don't wait up. You're really going to do it? I can help if you're being serious. Not a chance in hell. She lets out a clearly exasperated sigh. I'm starting to think it's a dumb idea to be late over a joke that wasn't even that funny in the first place. Shall we? I stand up and head to the front door. I step outside and stretch. My breath floats like a white cloud in front of my face. Come on, hurry up, She pushes against my back. Time to go? Yes. I look at my wristwatch. I see, we're never gonna make it in time unless we run. That's what I told you. We leave my front yard and begin running. We keep going at a fairly brisk pace. If we can keep this up without slowing down, we should make it. Tunk, 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 tunk. Nagamori is right behind me. I've grown used to seeing the same scene every morning, but it's pretty strange when you think about it. What I mean is, if even one link in the chain of events that led to this moment went missing, we wouldn't be here. We passed countless forks in the road. The chance of us never getting here was always pretty high, and yet here we are. On the other hand, you'll always end up somewhere, and maybe you'll always end up thinking like this. And yet, when I think of my own life, the way our paths cross still seems fortuitous. I lost my parents at a young age, at which point I went to live under the care of my aunt, Yukiko. I had no friends, in a place I didn't know. I was very young and suddenly in what might... I was very young and suddenly at what might as well have been a foreign country, a place where I didn't speak the language. That's when she appeared. Bang! I was brooding in my room as usual when I heard a knock on my window pane. Bang! What the hell? My room's on the second floor. Is someone throwing rocks or something? Bang! There it is again. Is this a joke? I'm sure they'll get bored soon enough. Bang! But no matter how long I waited, the knocking continued. Whoever it is doesn't give up, huh? I opened my window so I could peek out and see the culprit. As soon as I did that, bonk! A large rock hit me square between the eyebrows. I immediately squatted down, gingerly nursing my sore head. Whoa, I didn't mean to do that. I heard someone surprised shout from below. What in the world are you doing? I shouted angrily as I leapt to my feet, gently holding my swollen forehead. I never meant to actually hit you. A girl standing on the other side of the fence yelled out an apology. She looked vaguely familiar. Probably someone in my class. I continued making her feel guilty. It really hurts. I'm sorry. That should be enough, right? That was a real mean prank. I was just trying to get your attention. I only wanted to ask you to come out and play. Liar! I'm not lying. You better get ready because I swear I'll make you rue the day you were born. Wah, I swear I'm not lying. Shortly after that, Nagamori came chasing after me, and I've been picking on her ever since. I don't flip her skirt up, but I do pull her underwear down, and instead of hiding her shoes, I just give her more by taking other people's. Then there's the classic lunchtime table flip, an incredibly complex maneuver that involves flipping her desk during lunch. Now that I think about it, I'm actually pretty mean to her. And yet, despite it all, we're friends. That's probably why thinking about the path that brought us here is touching in a way. Kohei, move! Oh my god, does she see me as nothing more than someone she can order around? Huh? Something slams into me. I manage to brace myself just in time, though the other guy takes a magnificent tumble before rolling head over heels across the ground. Compared to the other guy, actually the other girl, who's currently face down on the ground, I realize that I, still steady on my feet and ready to run again, might look like the villain here. You're making me feel like this is somehow my fault. That's because it is! The still prone girl snaps, lifting her head to face me. She's about my age and very clearly enraged. Did you see what this jerk just did? She continues turning to Nagamori, who's right behind me. Huh? Oh yeah, it's probably your fault, Kohei. Yeah, it's not outside the realm of possibility that I somehow caused this. So which is it then? I'm not admitting to anything. Stop going in circles!
Ah,
Ow, I hurt my leg. Why did this have to happen when I'm in a hurry? I mean, I'm in a hurry too, you know. You can handle this, right, Nagamori? But I'm in a hurry too. I ignore her and rush off in the direction of our school. Oh, wait up, Kohei! I dash through the school's front gate, heading straight for the shoe rack. Phew, I made it just in time. Nagamori arrives as I'm changing into my school's shoes. So you ran away too? Are you for real? None of that was my fault in the first place. Well, I'm sure it's fine. Based on her uniform, she clearly doesn't go to our school, so I'm sure we'll never see her again. As the bell echoes through the halls, I head to class. Though the contrast between her appearance and her actions was pretty extreme. Yeah, you're right. Just before I step inside my classroom, I notice my homeroom teacher at the end of the hall. See ya! She sets her bag down next to her seat, which is by the door. I head over to my seat by the window, exchanging a few words with my friends along the way. Our substitute homeroom teacher appears, and thus the scene is set. The students who'd still been standing taking their seats, looking bored. I glance out the window while waiting for the teacher to begin speaking, but that's where things take an unexpected turn. The guys in the class begin buzzing with excitement. What's going on? I turn my attention back inside the classroom, and I can't believe what I see. To my surprise, our bearded homeroom teacher has become a cute young girl. Oh gosh, quiet everyone! No, Beardy is next to her. Hey, you guys, quiet, right now, no waving! Old Beardy struggles to quiet the class down, which has erupted into pandemonium. As I mentioned at the end of class last week, we have a new student joining us. Come to think of it, I vaguely remember him saying something like that. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Everyone immediately shuts up. With that, the new girl opens her mouth. I'm Rumi Nanase. Upon closer inspection, I realize she seems oddly familiar. Wait a minute, it's the girl who ran into me this morning. I glance over at Nagamori, who's nodding at me. With that said, she seems like an entirely different person compared to earlier. Does her quiet and calm demeanor make that much of a difference? I unfortunately had to transfer at a pretty random point in the semester due to a sudden change in my parents' work situation. I was pretty anxious at first, but it seems like everyone's fairly laid back, which is a huge relief. Her adorable manner of speaking is only further inciting the guys into a frenzy of joy. Quiet down! I mean it! And no dancing on the desk, you'll hurt yourself! I look forward to getting to know everyone. She bows her head. The guys in the room immediately erupt into raucous cheers of greeting. As for where you'll be sitting, that row has a spot. Beardy looks in my direction. My row does indeed have a spot. Orihara, there's a spare desk out in the hall. Go get it and put it in the empty spot behind you. Without waiting for a response, he begins wrapping up homeroom period. I don't want you guys interrogating the new kid. That's it for today. With that, he walks out. An excited circle immediately forms around the transfer kid. Watching the situation unfold out of the corner of my eye, I leave a sigh of unbearable annoyance as I trudge out into the hall. There's a desk leaning against the wall just outside with an upside-down chair on top. I carry it back into my into the classroom before placing it directly behind my desk. On second thought, I decide to swap out our desk so mine is at the end. Hey, you can't just arbitrarily switch seats. She seems like the type of girl who'd stab you in the back when you least expect it. But our teacher said for you to put her seat behind yours, right? Do you really think Beardy cares? I guess you have a point. Beardy's actually a big softy. How do you feel about this anyway? She's looking at the crowd in front of the blackboard. It's too early to tell, but it's hard for me to unsee her threatening attitude from this morning. Underneath that unassuming facade lies the spirit of a fighter. Not sure I'd go that far. What? Don't you like that kind of thing in a girl? Like what? Maybe fate brought you two together. She's sitting right in front of you, so you'll have plenty of opportunities to talk. Not this again. Why are you always trying to set me up with another girl? Because I'm worried you'll never find someone who can take care of you. With that, she returns to her seat as the bell marking the start of our first period class rings out. She's always acting like she's my mom. Well, she's honestly the closest thing I have. Hey! A new voice cuts in. Yes? I look up to see the transfer kid. Thanks for bringing in the desk, I mean. How's your leg doing? It seems like she's finally recognized me. She's frozen in place, speechless. You put on quite the show this morning. Your name is, Orihara, right? Nice to meet you. She ignores my words before quickly sitting down. That's my desk. Yours is right there. Huh? Oh, you swapped them. That was quite the show this morning. She silently sits down, turning her back to me. As the somewhat angry tapping of chalk against the blackboard echoes through the room, I stare blankly at the back of her head, my hand holding my pencil remaining motionless. This girl's the textbook example of a wolf in sheep's clothing. Either that or the girl we saw this morning really was a different person. Okay, time to find out. I lean forward and tie her long hair to the back of her chair. Wow, brah! Let's see how she reacts. After what feels like forever, the bell rings, signaling the end of class. That's it for today! The teacher says before definitively slamming their textbook closed. On your feet! Rattle. Snap! An unholy sound echoes out. Nanase is frozen in place at a very weird angle. She tried to stand up, but with her hair still tied to the back of her chair, she's currently bent backward with her neck yanked as far back as possible. Bow! We're now on break between classes. Thunk! Once Nanase sits back down, she turns and unties her hair. Then she slowly gets to her feet and faces me. You wanna die, you stupid jerk? She spits out at me. Oh ho, I knew you had that fire from this morning and you all along. She's apparently snapped back to reality, though it's hard to tell which one's the real her. She suddenly pretends to erupt into a coughing fit before running out of the room. It's a fairly obviously phoned-in performance, and yet... Huh? What's wrong, Nanase? The guys who were ready to begin another round of interrogation still seem completely taken in by her ruse. Were you picking on her, Orihara? I'm innocent.
しかしいいよな、折原。真後ろでよ。
Still, I wish I could sit behind her. You really lucked out. With Nanase gone, her fan club of guys quickly disperses. And in their place, Nagamori appears. That was weird.
そりゃそうよ。あんなことするんだもん。
Not that weird, considering what you did to her. I mean, she wants to say asshole, but yeah. You saw that, huh?
見るも何も、グヒーってすごい音がしてたよ。
And heard it. I don't think I've heard anything like it before.
ムチ打ちにでもなってんじゃん。
I think you gave her a whiplash. Actually, it looked more to me like she somehow caught a cold.
何よそれ。
What do you mean by that? Who knows?Try not to tease the poor girl too much, Kohei. You two are going to be neighbors for quite some time. She says with a worried look on her face as she returns to her desk. I get the feeling Nagamori is always keeping an eye on me. As the bell rings out, signaling the start of second period, Nanase briskly returns. After shooting me a quick glance, she sits back down with a loud flump.It's clearly an attempt at keeping me in check. Nagamori had a good point, though. I probably shouldn't be too mean, considering I'm now stuck behind her. Psst, Nanase. I try to get her attention while tapping her back. Let's be friends. Probably not the best time to say that.
よく言えるわね、んなことが。
Are you out of your frickin' mind? She yells back, but under her breath.After what you did just minutes ago? I was just checking to see if you were the same girl who ran into me this morning. That's the worst way to do that. That should be obvious. Look, just stop talking to me. Then she whirls around. Our second period teacher is already standing at the front of the room.Oh, I like that thing he has on the end of his pencil there. Lunchtime. When I return from buying some bread, I find that, to no one's surprise, my seat's been taken. Nanase is surrounded by her fan club, which is engaged in a lively conversation with her. Despite seemingly being caught off guard, Nanase seems to enjoy their attention as she eats from her small lunchbox.
大変ね。人気者がすぐ前の席で。
Looks rough having someone that popular sitting in front of you.Nagamori appears as I find myself stranded by the door. She's holding a mini carton of milk. That's just how it goes. Maybe I'll eat on the roof.
屋上?寒いよ。
The roof? It's cold out. Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
私の席で食べようよ。
Just eat at my desk. Your desk? If you refuse, it might be bad.I generally don't like the idea of eating at a woman's desk, but I guess I can deal with it. Maybe I will. Make yourself at home. I follow Nagamori as she practically bounces over to her seat. Did you finish eating already, Orihara? My friend Sumi stops me on the way over. Nope, just about to start.
それは幸運だな。学食行こうぜ。なんと。
What perfect timing. Let's go to the cafeteria. My treat. What? Really? Yeah, I won big yesterday. I decide not to ask him what that means. Sure. Why not? I can save the bread I bought for tomorrow. It's not often that Sumi treats me to lunch on his dime. I gotta make sure to butter him up appropriately. I also have to do something with this bread. My hands are full of bread and tea.Oh, right. Hey, Nagamori, can you hang on to this for me? I casually place the bread on top of her all-too-conveniently-placed desk. Don't eat it. I'm saving it for tomorrow. Sure. Ready? Yep. How much am I allowed to eat? It's just a cafeteria lunch. How much could it possibly cost? We leave the room together as we chat.Okay, and now we're at lunch, and I think this is a good spot to end it. This is just a preview. I don't want to show too much. This game is brand fucking new. I mean, like, brand new. Not even like, oh, this was in Japan for a while. No, this just came out in all countries. So basically, guys, Jest USA, Manga Gamer, Kagura, everybody's doing their winter sale. And you can pick this game up for $15.99. That's really fucking cheap for a game like this. The game size is 5.76 gigs. Yeah, it's big for a visual novel. I mean, you can see why, right? But there's more. Let's go ahead, since I think this is an eroge. I'm not sure, I could be completely wrong. But let's see here. Okay, so. No! Okay, guys, this is not an eroge. This has no sexual content whatsoever. Hey, don't everybody leave! I mean, visual novels can be fun without the sexy time, right? It is a nakige, which is supposed to have an emotional impact on the player and make itself memorable. Crying is usual, but mostly optional. So it's like key games. If you like key games, you'll like this one, but I don't think it's as long as some of the key games. Okay, so I may be just a little wrong on this. So the down... No, I'm not. I'm not wrong. Okay, the download edition of this game came out on the 22nd of December for Japan and the West and China. They're working on a patch right now for those in Spanish countries. You'll have to wait. And, supposedly it's, I mean, it's got an average score, but not a lot of people have played it. I mean, it's got eights and nines, and I mean, it's just hasn't had a lot of people play it yet. But there is no sexual content. Alright, so don't go to one thinking you got sexual content in the game. There's really not much to even show in this game. But if you like key games, like Clannad and Rewrite and similar, you'll like this remake of a classic visual novel. It's not quite my thing, but, you know, I think I'm gonna go ahead and just give it a try and see what it's like, and hopefully it's not like 50 or 60 hours long, because I don't know if I can deal with that on this kind of novel. Now, if we're talking something, you know, more, I guess you could say, more plot-oriented, like, you know, some kind of mystery or sci-fi or horror or something like that, yeah, I could go for a long time. But this, yeah, I don't think I'd like to read more than maybe 10 hours. And people say, oh, 10 hours is a lot. 10 hours is nothing when you're reading VNs. Alright, so at any rate, you guys can pick this game up as well as many other games from all those sites. That's Just USA, that's Manga Gamer, and that's Kagura Games. So if you like it, pick it up. Help support the team. And this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Visual Novel Corner with another great visual novel. Stay tuned.